Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She is my favorite artist right now as far as music goes. Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. That's Dua Lipa. I love Dua Lipa almost as much as I love a juicy cheeseburger.
Oh, stop. 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 I've been waiting for today for,
I had it on my calendar.
This is the highlight for 2020 right now. It's going to be amazing.
There are few things that Alex and I love more in life than cheeseburgers. So that is why we are extremely excited that today is National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah. I'm going to have three today.
You are not.
Yeah, I am. We're about to have lunch, but at 7 a.m., Booker and I.
This is no joke. We already put in our order for Hat Creek this morning. They open at 7, and they don't like doing it, but they'll make your burger for breakfast. So now keep in mind, we wake up at the crack of dawn, so a burger
lunch.
For breakfast is no big deal. But
yeah.
I mean, Cheeseburger in Paradise. Woo! Jimmy Buffett was onto something when he wrote this song. Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. It's pretty funny to think about that there was actually a hit song called Cheeseburger in Paradise.
So random.
That's how amazing cheeseburgers are. And it's interesting. It's our favorite thing to eat during the pandemic.
Now, I'm thinking during lunch, where I'm going to go, and dinner, where am I going to go?
Yeah, where are you going to go? Are you going to get a fancy burger in there? And are you going to get, I would say Hat Creek is a pretty, high-end fast food burger. Are you going to go a little bit more, are you going to go to McDonald's?
I don't know. Range?
So, y'all, there is a guy that has a food truck, and I think it's called Bad Harry's or Bad Larry's, I think. I am so intrigued. I've never been there, but I'm so overwhelmed and impressed with his social media because he's like, hey, I'm setting up shop at such and such place. Come by or not, you wussy. And he's just hilarious, and his cheeseburgers look so incredible. He'll just throw up, hey, I'm going to be at the corner of such and such. Come by if you want.
Yeah, I'll give Sarah props for this one because she told us about this months ago. You remember?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? I literally was like, this is going to be Booker's new jam. He drives the burgers out on a little Tonka remote control truck.
Yes. He's got that chute too, where he puts it down the chute.
And I said, Brad Booker, this is where you have to go get your new hamburger. And I sent you the link and I sent you pictures. And obviously you don't listen.
Well,
I told you the first week he started doing this because I knew you'd be into it.
I did listen. That's how I know about him. I just didn't realize it was you that told me. So I'm sorry about that. But thank you for telling me because I'm obsessed with this guy. I can't wait to get one of his burgers.
I probably wouldn't do it today, though.
Bad Larry Burger Club.
Bad Larry Burger Club. His burgers look so, they're just overflowing with cheese, which is my jam. And then, like you said, he delivers them on a little remote control Tonka truck. It's just awesome. By the way, I just want to tell you a funny little story about this. Cheeseburger in Paradise was inspired by an actual meal. Jimmy Buffett had been forced to eat canned food and peanut butter while he was stuck on a boat in the Caribbean.
Ugh, sounds awful.
And when he eventually made it to land, he headed to a restaurant and ordered a cheeseburger. So he's like, oh my God, this is Cheeseburger in Paradise.
That's funny. It's probably the worst hamburger he ever had, but it was the best because he was just stuck on a boat eating that crap.
Only is it Friday, y'all. It's Friday, and it's also National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah.
Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We thank you so much for listening. Remember that you can listen to us online, too. So if you are stuck at home and want to check us out, maybe on your smart speakers, just text Alexa to 51993. We'll walk you through how to do that. Thanks for having us on.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Meanwhile, today, President Trump gave a speech in Washington. He talked about liberals attacking American values and then had a few words to say about Mount Rushmore. Have a look.
As I said at Mount Rushmore, we which they would love to rip down and rip it down fast. That's never going to happen.
Well, yeah, because it's a mountain.
You know, they say that one of the most popular things that we've been eating in quarantine is cheeseburgers. And today is the day. It's National Cheeseburger Day. So enjoy yourself, Juan. And while you're doing that, you can listen to all your favorite shows and even Booker, Alex, and Sarah on demand in the very cool radio.com app. Sarah Osborne.
I went on a pillow shopping spree last week. I decided that, well, we have dogs, and the dogs get on the couch, and they lay on the pillows, and then the pillows get messy, so then I wash the pillows, but then I had cheap pillow covers, and so they got ruined in the wash, so
I wanted new pillows. Damn dogs.
And I went to World Market, and I bought a bunch of pillows, and I didn't know which ones I was going to keep, so I kept the tags on for a while. And then yesterday, I went through and cut off all the tags, including the big white tag on every single pillow that you buy.
Oh, you did not.
Says, boy, the pillow police are coming after you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Going to pillow jail.
Under penalty of law, this tag not to be removed except by the consumer.
Yeah, right.
I, of course, am the consumer, so I had decided to keep the pillows. Thus, I am now allowed to cut off the white tag. But honestly, have you ever just wanted to know what would happen if you took scissors to Target and you just started cutting off the white tags? Like, would something happen? Because, like, they're the biggest label ever.
Well, they would have to sell it at a discount and a disclaimer. It's like, look, we're going to give you 60% off these pillows, but just know we did not cut the tag.
But
and you have to accept full responsibility for whatever is inside.
Yeah, why is that?
I think it's because
only pillows, like silverware, you can just buy freely. There's no tag. Plates, there's no tag. Sheets, there's no tag. Clothes, there's no tag.
Yeah, what
why is it only what we rest our head on at the end of the night that there is a white tag that if you take this tag off, it feels like you're going to jail?
Talk about boring during COVID. Like, I mean, we have so many things to think of. Like, we've thought of everything we could possibly think of, and now we're stuck on this one. I thought I knew everything, but I have no clue.
Well, if you'd like to know, Brad Booker's got the answers. You can find this on findlaw.com. Is it illegal to remove mattress and pillow tags? All right. So here's the reason for tag requirement.
Okay.
Tags are a form of certification made by the manufacturer that the materials in the pillow or mattress are described in accordance with the law. The information on tags help to ensure that customers are receiving new, unused products. So basically it's like, hey, this is a new pillow that nobody slept on, and what's inside is exactly what it says is inside.
Right. It's real, like, feathers. It's not like human hair or anything like that, you know?
Or whatever.
Or whatever they fill it
Got
with.
It.
Human hair?
I mean, I don't know.
Where are you going shopping,
bro? No, not me.
There are some things that are so Texas that we take for granted living here that are so foreign to other people around the country. Some things that are just everyday life for us in Texas, people in other parts of the country don't get. Let me give you an example.
How you ride horses to work every day?
That's what I was
going to
say.
Bro, I hate how everyone thinks that.
No, there are a lot of things that people think about Texas, but there are a lot of things that are actually true.
Yeah, hurry up, Booker. My horse is getting hungry, and I think so is yours. I'm looking at it in the parking lot right now.
Okay, so let me tell you about what recently happened. My mother-in-law just moved here, and she is kind of getting acclimated to everything Texas. Mm-hmm. She's originally from Chicago, but has lived in Portland forever.
Oh, we're the same city, basically.
As Portland?
Everyone says so.
Well, there's complementary cities in the fact that there are a lot of hipsters in Portland and a lot of hipsters in Austin, but it's a completely different way of life. Like, for instance, the apartment that she's coming from in Portland, no AC.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous.
That's right.
They don't have AC. It's crazy.
I'm jealous of the weather. Like, I'm not jealous that you don't have an AC, but just the fact that you don't need an AC, that's so breezy and amazing. Oh!
There are a lot of states out there, even places in the state of Texas, that don't have AC. Like,
where in Texas?
Well, like West Texas, like far west.
Sarah, no, I'm from, West Texas. My father jumped to replace our AC system to refrigerated air when he could.
I would die without air conditioning, but that's not the point of my story. The point of my story is something that is so innately us as Texans is so unusual for people in other parts of the country. All right, so every day I have to get acclimated to having another person in the home because she's been living with us until her stuff gets here. So I said, well, tonight we're going to have chicken tacos. And she looks at me like, okay, I might just have my own thing. I'm like, okay, but why would you not? I mean, these are delicious. Yeah. Why would you not have these tacos? I was getting everything ready last night, and I wasn't sure whether she was going to join us or not. I said, well, are you going to eat your own thing, or are you going to join us with the chicken tacos? And she was like, well, I guess I'll give it a try. And I'm like,
wow.
What do you mean, give it a try? It's like, you know, it's tacos. And then in the midst of having dinner, she confesses that she didn't understand what was going on because all she has ever known is tacos, primarily crunchy tacos, with the hard shell, with ground beef, lettuce, and sliced tomatoes.
That's straight up Taco Bell.
So that's right, exactly, straight up Taco Bell. So the idea of anything else, so we had to we had a whole taco conversation at dinner.
Oh my God.
I said, that's awesome.
Let's taco about it.
So we're sitting there. Just did not do that.
And for an hour talking about tacos. Like, well, you just wait until we take you to Torchy's or Taco Deli.
Oh, dude.
And she sees a menu of only tacos and all the different things about tacos. And then my wife says, well, the best thing is breakfast tacos. And she looked like someone just kicked her in the kneecap. Like, what?
Oh, man.
Oh, I ain't no breakfast taco.
That's
like,
awesome.
How do you explain to someone that breakfast tacos are possibly the greatest thing ever? She refused to do it. I'm like, well, let's just introduce you slowly. Valentina's to me is one of my favorite barbecue spots.
Are you doing the breakfast taco? Because there's a lot.
No. Not the real deal Holyfield. We're easing in.
That's not a basic taco.
No, this is a basic taco. It's just egg, cheese, and brisket. It's very simple.
Oh, that is not a simple taco. That's like level 2 or 3.
Egg, cheese, and brisket? Are you kidding me?
Egg and cheese is your entry.
Egg and cheese is your entry.
But that's just boring.
I know. That's why it's called entry level.
She could not wrap her mind around the concept of a breakfast taco.
Yeah.
So then this morning, my wife texts me eating a breakfast taco, smiley face. And I said, ha, your mom can't imagine tacos other than hard shell ground beef and tomatoes. She says, which makes sense because I was the same way growing up, hated tacos. But when she said that, it reminded me of why. Glad she was open to trying it again, and glad I was too. Can't imagine a life without tacos.
Amen.
Man, that's awesome, dude.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Good news for businesses across much of Texas. They will be allowed to expand capacity restrictions starting as early as Monday for the state's 19 hospital regions where coronavirus hospitalizations are less than 15%, which is most of the state. Retail stores, restaurants, office buildings, manufacturing, museums, libraries, gyms, all will be able to operate now at 75% capacity. Hospitals in those regions may return to ordinary elective surgical procedures immediately. And Governor Abbott, when he made that announcement, said that all nursing home facilities, assisted living centers, state-supported living centers, and other long-term facilities are allowed to reopen for visitation, which is great because it had been closed down. And you had someone in a nursing facility, you hadn't been able to see them.
That'd be awful if your parents were in there and you couldn't see them. And what if they passed away in there and you couldn't see them? Oh, man, it's so bad.
Okay, so here's the bad news. This does not apply to bars.
This kills me. I mean, this breaks my heart for all my friends and family and people that own bars, that run bars, that's just awful, that work at them. Ugh. But I get it.
Do you? But like at what point?
Here's what I get about it. It's not the bar owners or the workers there. It's the people that go to bars that just don't know how to control themselves. I mean, when this all went down, you saw crowds of people next to each other hugging them. That's just what happens. You start drinking and you become a fool.
I'm going to let you in a little secret.
Okay.
Come gather around. Okay.
We're gathering on Zoom as we speak.
I don't want to say this too loud.
All right.
But what I heard, Governor Abbott is like, making this pomp and circumstance. Mm-hmm. So he looks good of like, hey, I'm doing all the right things. Meanwhile, he's helping out these Texas businesses, like the bars and stuff. And I'm like, hey, you know what? Get a couple of food trucks. We'll call it a restaurant. You'll be good. So that's why you're seeing a lot of bars opening up.
Yeah.
Because they're selling grilled cheese sandwiches out the back.
I mean, that sounds so funny, but I bet you're so right. That's the case.
Abbott also said the spread of COVID-19 has steadily and significantly declined, and the hospitalizations have been cut by more than two-thirds. The number of active cases has been cut in half, and the number of people recovering from the virus continues to increase.
This made me so happy when I heard it because I want the holidays to be as normal as possible. I know it's not going to be the case, but earlier this week we learned that Circuit of the Americas, what was their winter wonderland, it's going to be transformed into Peppermint Parkway. I love it. I love it, which is a drive-through experience. It's like a mile long. It starts November 27th and it runs through the 27th of December. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. on weeknights and 6 to 11 on weekends and the week of Christmas. Tickets go on sale November 1st. This is great because, y'all, every year I try to go to their winter wonderland, I bought tickets and it ended up being like rainy or like the weather was awful and it was too cold and it's hard to take kids and push around in a stroller. I have a 6 and a 3-year-old and it was just like, oh, we couldn't do it. Now it's going to be amazing to drive through and do it. And yesterday we got even better news that Trail of Lights is going to become the same thing, a socially distanced drive-through event. I didn't know this, y'all. Maybe you did, but back in the 90s, it was actually called the Trail of Headlights. Because there were drive through. Yeah, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And it's going from 15 days to 30 days.
I am so excited about both of these for this very reason. I try to go to Trail of Lights because it's cool and I want to support. But then you go down there, you have to fight the traffic, you have to find a spot, then you have to walk 5 miles to get to the actual entrance.
To walk another 5 miles.
I love the idea of throwing all the fam in the car.
Love it.
And then zipping on through and rolling. Even if we have to wait in line, I don't care. This is amazing.
Think about how that traffic trying to park to go to Trail Lights. I think it's going to be mayhem being able to drive through all those little neighborhoods. I mean, how is it going to go? I mean, you're going to have like thousands of cars driving through every night. I mean, that's why they're working out the details right now. But either way, I'm excited. This is going to be great. The holidays will be somewhat normal.
Did you say mayhem?
Mayhem.
Oh, okay. I believe that's what they're actually selling, mayhem bone soup.
No, that was a terrible... No.
Because that's what I get there is a ham bone soup from what you call it. Every year. I look forward to it.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
No. Texas Ham Company's got a thing. That's what where I first tried it. Was a Trail of Lights.
I never know when to believe you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you really still not just selling this joke?
No. The very first time I had a ham bone soup from Texas Ham Company was at Trail of Lights.
That
and I about lost my damn mind. I'm like, this is the best soup I've ever had, ever. There's one right by the radio station down the street. And I went there on Monday. I was like, I got to get this soup.
That is funny.
And by the way, it's Texas Honey Ham Company.
All right. Thank you.
Today is September 18th.
Hey!
Also known as National Cheeseburger Day, which I know is Brad Booker and Alex Franco's favorite day.
Yes.
So the cheeseburger might have been invented by mistake in Pasadena, California, back in 1924. The story goes a guy named Lionel Sternberger was working at his dad's hamburger stand.
Well, Sternberger? Are you serious?
Just outside L.A., and he burned one side of the burger, so he covered it with cheese.
Wow.
Thus, the cheeseburger was born. And according to Ranker, a crowdsourced voting platform, the top 5 fast food burgers are In-N-Out Double Double, Five Guys Bacon Cheeseburger, Five Guys Hamburger, Five Guys Cheeseburger, and Whataburger's Original Burger.
Yeah.
Now, today, there's a lot of cheeseburger specials at Applebee's. You can get any handcrafted burger with fries and a drink for $8.99. Jack in the Box, from Friday through Sunday, you get a free Jumbo Jack cheeseburger with any purchase through the chain's app. McDonald's, you get a double cheeseburger for 50 cents
what?
If you order through the app today. 50 cents.
What?
And over at Whataburger, you buy one patty melt and get a second one free when you order online.
One day we were doing an event at Whataburger, and I was like, well, I'm going to get lunch. And I walked up and I asked the person that was working the register, I said, what is your favorite burger here at Whataburger? Yeah. And they're like, the patty melt. I'm like, well, I've never had the patty melt, but let me give it a shot. Y'all, where has this patty melt been my whole life? It was the best burger I ever had. Yes. I couldn't believe it. It was so good. Okay, so Whataburger aside, obviously, because we're a little biased, what would you say, in a pinch, is the best fast food burger?
Well, y'all aren't good. I just go to P. Terry's. That's my jam.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the best, but P. Terry's is like my comfort zone.
All right, gotcha.
Like.
Alex, what would you
not
say?
Over the top.
Hey, I do like Hat Creek's. That's why we're going today.
You know what else I like that doesn't really get a whole lot of love? The Butterburger from Culver's.
You know what? It is really
it's
good.
It's pretty good, right?
You're absolutely right. I've had it a couple times on Brody and William Cannon at their location there because I've gotten my oil change right there and I went in and it was good. You're right. I forgot about that. Thank you.
And part of the reason it's so good are those Wisconsin cheese curds. Oh. Oh, man.
This is the hungriest I've ever been in a long time at this time in the morning.
Beginning Monday, businesses here will be allowed to open at 75%, except for bars. Mm. Trail of Lights gets a go-ahead to become a socially distanced drive-through event, and Coda is transforming into Peppermint Parkway,
yeah,
a drive-through experience for the holidays. And y'all, happy National Cheeseburger Day. For more on all of these stories, to find out how you can get some great deals on cheeseburgers today, text TRENDING to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. Dad jokes should probably be my middle name, and that's okay.
Brad Dad Jokes Booker.
That's me. And I'm okay with that. I've accepted the fact that I'm the dad joke guy. Yeah, I'm fine with it. I was dad joke guy before I ever was a dad. But now that I'm a dad, it's perfectly acceptable.
You were poser dad jokes before.
You're right. Now I'm like legit dad joke guy. We put together a little segment called Booker's Got Jokes.
Booker's got jokes. Dad jokes because he thinks he's funny. Telling dad jokes because he thinks he's funny.
All right, so the way this works is Sarah will read a headline of a story that was in the news this week, and I will see if I can come up with a punchline to the headline. Some are going to be good, some not going to be good, but I'm quick and funny sometimes. So here we go. Booker's got jokes. Sarah, let's get going.
Okay. Jim Carrey will play Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live.
Hmm. I know you're excited about that.
I am. Warm-up joke.
Warm-up joke. That's funny.
Jim Carrey will play Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live. Perfect casting since neither one of them has been sharp since 2012.
That's funny.
Thank
That's
you.
Funny. That's funny. I got that.
Why 2012? Wait, did Jim Carrey do something in 2012? Or you're just
Sarah, stop reading into it. I just threw out a number.
It was funny.
Oh, you're just throwing out a number.
You overthink it, man.
I did. Okay. You're right, 100%. Kanye West posted a video showing him peeing on a Grammy trophy in a toilet.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Of all the dumb things that Kanye has done, this is number one.
That, my friend, oh man, if you had to leave, I would leave on that note. Call it a day, leave your head up high, bro.
Wait,
that was funny.
Does that make it now a Golden Globe?
Oh my God.
Ew.
Okay, you cannot go any further. You are on a high, my friend. Stop. Stop while you're ahead, my parents would say.
Oh
my gosh. Or you want more?
All right, give me more.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Rapper Flo Rida turned 41 yesterday.
Flo Rida. Flo. Sarah just found out that that is a state, by the way, the state that he is from, Florida. Flo Rida. Yeah. Flo Rida is going to celebrate with his slutty sister, Idaho.
No. Oh, my God. Bro.
Oh, man, this is good.
Oh, my God.
I'm on fire.
I mean, it's like I want you to stop it. I want you to keep going. It's so wrong, but it's so right.
Okay.
Cardi B filed for divorce from Offset.
Just in case you were wondering why Bob and Susan seem so down in the dumps. No, that's not good. That's your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your parents, who obviously have no idea who Cardi B and Offset are.
Okay.
In case you're wondering why your parents were so sad, it's because... Okay. All right, just keep it going.
If you have to explain it, you know, just move on.
Not good. Okay.
Pepsi is releasing a new drink that'll help you sleep.
Yeah, it's called bourbon.
That's funny. That's funny.
A man in the UK was spotted with a snake wrapped around his nose and mouth.
Oh, this one's easy. You thought your mask was constricting.
That's funny. That is good, man. Timely, perfect.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Caitlyn Jenner says nobody told her Keep Up with the Kardashians was ending.
Ironically, it's because nobody had the balls.
Dude. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Zac Efron and his girlfriend were spotted arguing. It got so heated that her mascara started running.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, and the girlfriend looked upset, too.
Oh, no, I do not like that one because you're implying that Zac Efron is girly and he's, like, the manliest man ever, so.
He does look like he has mascara sometimes, right, but he's very pretty. I love him a lot.
Let's do one more and let me go out with the band. Oh. Hopefully this will be good.
Okay. A YouTuber live streamed himself defecating on Nancy Pelosi's driveway in San Francisco.
Oh boy. He's going to be charged with a third degree misdemeanor.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That is as dad joke as it gets. That's awesome. His current record is 1,479 wins with just 125 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Darcy. Darcy lives and works in Cedar Creek. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Darcy!
Hey! What's up?
Hey!
Wow, you sound amazing. So, just in case you weren't listening yesterday, we had Darcy on, and then all of a sudden the phone just stopped working, and we tried everything we could to reset the phone system. We even tried getting her on a cell phone, but anyway, it was a disaster yesterday, so we decided that we were going to get you back on today and try it all over again. So thank you for being patient with us, but it was hilarious. Like, you're on speakerphone with Alex, but then you couldn't hear. It was a nightmare. But anyway, we finally got it fixed. The engineer came in and said, yeah, you know, this phone system is 12 years old. I was like, are you kidding me? He said, yeah, well, you have the newest one in the building. The other stations are from the 90s.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to leave. I'm sure you remember how all this works. Sarah's going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions, and whenever you're finished answering, I'll come back and answer the same 5. So whoever gets more right is going to win. Good luck.
All right. Darcy, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Okay.
All right. Question number 1. The youngest of the Jonas Brothers celebrated a birthday earlier this week. Who is the youngest Jonas Brother?
Nick.
Okay. Tramar LaSalle Dillard is celebrating his birthday this week. He performs the song Low and Right Round, and his stage name is Estate. Who is Tramar LaSalle Dillard?
Flo Rida.
All right, people are trying to sell what rapper's Chicken McNugget pillow for as much as $450. It is part of this rapper's special collaboration with McDonald's right now. So who has a collab with McDonald's?
Travis Scott.
Kristen Bell probably shouldn't have admitted this, but she and Dax Shepard let their daughters, who were 7 and 5, drink O'Doul's. They did it on a Zoom class the other day. She really got her start as a private investigator. That was her character on what show?
I don't remember.
And finally, Christmas Chronicle 2 is coming to Netflix in November. Who plays Santa? Goldie Hawn is Santa's wife. Who plays Santa?
Oh, Kurt Russell.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Did it actually work this time?
It did.
It did, and so she got 4 right.
Are you serious?
Nice.
Wow, okay.
I don't kid.
Well, that we know. All right, go ahead.
Okay, the youngest of the Jonas Brothers celebrated a birthday earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Who is the youngest Jonas Brother?
I believe the youngest is Nick.
Correct.
Then Joe, then Kevin, right?
Yeah, they have other brothers, but I just meant like who's the youngest in the group.
Right, I know what you meant. Yeah. I don't know anything about Ted.
There's a Ted.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh. He just made up a name.
That's funny.
Tramar LaSalle Dillard is celebrating his birthday this week.
Tramar!
He sings Raps Low and Right Round, and his stage name is Estate.
That's a Flo Rida. Sarah just recently learned that Flo Rida actually, if you put the two words together, spells out Florida, which is where he's from.
And by recently, so like funny. A year ago. But I was like, oh, that's so clever.
That's so funny.
Okay, so people are trying to sell what rapper's Chicken McNugget pillow for as much as $450. It's part of a special collaboration with McDonald's right now. Who has a special collaboration with McDonald's?
Travis Scott.
I will say that McDonald's Chicken McNugget pillow is awesome. Last year, it was all about the tortilla blanket that looked like a tortilla you could get on Amazon for like $19. It was okay, but it's nothing like this Chicken McNugget pillow.
Yeah, it's it's not $400 worth. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
I love this saying, hug a nug.
What?
Hug a nug. You cuddle with the pillow.
Nuggets.
Oh.
You hug a nug.
Nugget.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Kristen Bell probably shouldn't have admitted this, but she and Dax Shepard let their daughters, who are 7 and 5, drink O'Doul's. Even during their Zoom class, she says, like, when they were a kid, he would drink O'Doul's and they would lick the rim sometimes. So it's like, brings them closer to their dad and brings back memories. I'm like, okay.
My kids started asking me recently if they can drink some of my wine and coffee. I'm like, you don't want either one.
No.
You should let them. You know why? Because they're going to think it's disgusting.
Exactly.
And they'll never want
it
again.
Especially the coffee.
Oh, yeah. Imagine.
Oh, I did. My daughter has a hangover this morning.
Your daughter's eating Chinese food right now. She's all eating fried everything.
Give me another Advil.
Oh my God. Kristen Bell got her start really on what show that she played a private investigator on. It's the one that kind of brought her to the limelight.
Kristen Bell, private investigator. Veronica Mars, right?
Yes. And finally, Christmas Chronicle 2 is hitting Netflix in November. And who plays Santa? Goldie Hawn plays his wife.
Like in real life?
If you have Netflix. No, in the movie, Christmas Chronicle 2, if you have Netflix, I swear this was like last year. I never saw the movie. I just saw the poster. Like it's ingrained in my mind.
I can't even. I have no
Santa.
Idea what Christmas Chronicles is. I have no idea.
Who plays Santa?
No idea.
Kurt Russell.
I asked you in real life and you said no.
But that's who, because like I wasn't asking. In the movie.
Well, you said no, though.
Santa.
If you would have said yes in real life, then.
Yeah, but then I was giving you the answer.
Well,
maybe
you should have said, I can't answer that.
Well, then you would have assumed that was right. I couldn't give you any hints.
Oh, so it's okay to just lie these days?
Yep. 4 out of 5. Y'all tied.
Oh, man.
Well, very nice job, Darcy.
Nice, Darcy.
You know what?
Thank you.
We defaulted yesterday. We tied today. We're just meant to hug it out.
Yeah.
Bring in a pillow and we'll hug a nug.
Hug a nug.
Hug a nug.
This is Darcy from Cedar Creek, and I can't beat Booker.
Oh, Darcy, thank you.
Thanks. Sticking around.
We all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Coming up, we're going to talk to Steve. Steve has like a really, really, really long title, but basically, he's an IT guy for fast food, and we are going to ask him some questions, and then he's going to tell us how much money he makes. It's Share Your Salary, and it's on the way in just 3 minutes, only on Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
All this COVID stuff is so depressing. Do we have any lighter Trump news?
CNN has learned the Trump administration considered using a heat ray against protesters in Lafayette Park back in June. The heat ray makes people feel like their skin is on fire.
Sorry, what? A heat ray? Who are his advisors? A bunch of minions stacked on top of each other?
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Y'all, it's time once again for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Megan, the flight attendant, makes $45,000 a year. On the phone with us now is Steve. Steve lives in Round Rock and works in IT for fast food. That's the short version, Steve, but what is your actual title?
That would be quick service restaurant, IT loss prevention technician.
That's everything, dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Oh, man, I have so many questions. Oh,
man.
And that's exactly what we're going to do here in a second. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you as many questions as we can get in. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody. So simple, okay?
All righty.
All right. 60 seconds starts right now. All right, really, let's break it down. What is your primary responsibility?
To maintain all the payment infrastructure and the IT, just like the cameras and stuff for all the restaurants.
Huh. Wait, do you travel?
I do, yeah. I do travel from, we have a lot of restaurants, so anywhere between Killeen all the way down to Laredo.
Oh, that's
so
a lot.
Do you handle the point of sale systems?
I do, yes.
But you also do loss prevention.
Right. Yeah. So my whole goal is to just keep us making money.
So he monitors everything digitally, make sure that what's going out is what's supposed to be going out.
Yeah, in a sense.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
Here's the funny thing. So I haven't been doing this for very long. I have a long storied background in it, but I started in June.
Oh.
Do you have a team of people that work underneath you?
There is a team, yes. So we're in four states. So in our state, it's just me and another guy, and he maintains one side of Texas, and I maintain the other.
So your responsibility is just you.
Right. But sometimes if the other guy takes a vacation, then, yeah, of course, I have to naturally make sure everything is running smoothly,
right,
vice versa.
Man, so many questions, so little time.
How many restaurants are you personally responsible for? We're out of time, but thought I'd
just under 60.
60.
Wow.
All right. Well. Steve basically is a security guy, IT for fast food restaurants. How much money does he make? Text your guess right now to 51993. I guarantee Alex is going to use one of your text messages. Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out coming up next in 3 minutes when Steve shares his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Steve from Round Rock. Steve does a whole lot, but basically works in IT for fast food restaurants. What else do we learn, Sarah?
We learn he basically is maintaining the payment infrastructure and the cameras. He travels from Killeen to Laredo. Basically, his goal is to keep the restaurants making money. He just started this in June, and the company's in four states, but it's just him and another guy in the state of Texas. So he does one half of Texas. The other guy does the other half of Texas. So if the other guy takes a vacation, then he has to do all of Texas. And he's personally responsible for just under 60 restaurants.
That is unbelievable. Okay. Alex, don't tell me that someone texts in and says, yeah. My brother does the exact same thing, because I've never heard of this in my life.
Funny that you say that. It's something similar.
All right, go ahead.
So Lisa sent a text to 51993 saying that she worked loss prevention at Best Buy during college, and she was making $23,000 a year. She said, this guy's probably got to make $20,000 more than I did. So tack on $20,000. So $53,000 a year, that's what I'm going with.
That math does not line up for me. So say it again.
Oh, $40,000.
Okay, there you go.
$40,000. $43,000
a year.
That's
a little bit better.
That's
okay.
What I'm going with.
Okay. $43,000.
Sarah?
$150,000.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Man. All right.
I'm going to smack it in the middle.
Smack it in the middle and reverse it.
$76,000 is what I'm saying. So, Sarah, you want to repeat those, please?
Booker said $76,000. Alex said $43,000. And coming in high is Sarah with $150,000.
Okay. Who's closest? It's time now to find out. What is that number, Steve? How much are you making every year?
$66,500.
66. There you go. Right there.
So who was closest?
Booker.
What did you say again?
76.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Booker's closest.
I was going to go in the 60s, but then you scared me off, Sarah, with that high number.
That was just ridiculous.
I mean, that was a little silly. Yeah. But, man, 66 is a great number. And you get to travel a lot, and I imagine that you get to eat a lot for free, right?
Everything is paid for.
Nice. That's good living, bro.
Everything is paid for.
I'm really good at hearing someone's voice and kind of getting an idea of what they look like. And you sound to me like you're a thin dude, which if I worked in the fast food industry, I'd be ginormous.
Yeah, it definitely takes a lot of self-control.
How tall are you? How much you weigh? You sound short, too. Are you short?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I am short. I'm 5'7", and just a little over 150.
Wow, exactly what I pegged you at.
Pretty healthy.
That's amazing.
Pretty healthy.
That's incredible. Wow, good for you. Well, congratulations. Thank you for keeping that POS up. And thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.